So I just go to this.
And we're live.
Yeah, I'll just go to this site. Then I just won't even need to look out the window.
Oh, you'll be delayed.
Are we actually live?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, cool.
Hey. So I said, and we're live. You know, the ducking actually makes it not even that bad to keep the music playing.
Oh, man, you need to, like, look at that so you can see. You can see.
I got to turn. Oh, we've got so much reflection again. Look, it's literally the
did you like what I put in the pre-broadcast?
Cuts off. Cuts off as well.
It does cut off. I liked it.
Okay, let's fade out this music using the sophisticated fading tech we have.
Oh, would have cut off the music just then as well. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, fans.
Fans, I think you're mistaking the people who watch this show with the people who are fans, which is them.
Oh, this story is just confusing. There's just like a lot of old people wanting buses.
A lot of old people wanting buses. I mean, yeah. Old people use buses. It's the thing.
Wait, is this?
Jeez. I put the curtains up and it is like spares the New York. It's like too much frame rate. It's annoying that it's so reflective. Let me just see if I can...
Just punch it up. No. Pull that up. Yeah, like pull this up.
Hang on. That's reflective, which means we don't want to have it reflecting the office. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Pull that up and pull this down.
Okay. How does that make it less reflective?
Because it's more like solid. Boom. Done.
That's just as reflective.
They can't see into the office, though.
Ugh. Hello. I'm guessing that's Reese.
Oh, hey, Reese.
Or Rised, possibly.
Yeah, he's the one that like tried to give us $100. And
yeah, and we were like, oh, we're rich, we're famous, it's finally happening. Yeah. Yes! And then we denied it. It got denied,
yeah,
and we had to.
Yeah.
Sad day. Sad day. But thank you, nonetheless, Reese. Okay, where are you? Oh, okay.
Oh my God, James, yet again, put this story on.
Just get rid of that one. Yet again, you haven't finished.
Oh, she did it twice? No.
Yet again, you haven't finished checking all your news before you started.
Nah, I've done it. No, yeah. I just didn't.
You've got
one.
A single news story on the list?
Yeah. I'm going to add more.
Okay, well, come on then.
Did I talk about the guy in Canada a couple weeks back making like a bus fort?
Don't think I remember hearing about that. No?
Oh, I could talk about that.
Hey, go ahead. Should you tweet that we're live as well?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to somehow do that?
I do not have the option, sorry. I'd have to leave and go to the other computer. Okay, let me just restart the network stream as well. It's a little bit glitched out at the moment. That's one thing that annoys me with, like, network stuff. Network cameras specifically, it's like, come on, camera, just, like, restart yourself, you silly boy. There we are. Much better now. Like presumably it can detect when like it's dropped like a keyframe and just reset it, but it doesn't. I don't know. Very silly. Also, like, we don't know what causes it to drop keyframes, so yeah, annoying. Hey, got a question for you, Hugh. Oh, he doesn't have a microphone. I'll just ask him anyway. Hugh, how do you pronounce the name, the brand of this cider? How do you pronounce it? Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. It's the R word. Say it into the microphone so they can all hear you. You've got the microphone turned off. It's still off. he's trying to say it. I think he's embarrassed about how bad his pronunciation is.
Hold on. I've got a solution.
Okay, he's got a solution. Did you tweet out yet? Have you updated your news stories yet? He hasn't written up any news stories. He's got one up there and it says POA Yugal. Same price of arrival in Yugal or something. I don't know what Yugal is, but it's not actually a Japanese word. You're very close, but it is not a Japanese word. Not actually an English word either, interestingly. He's about to hold the microphone up to his things. Whoa. Go on. Where are your speakers, by the way? No, it's not picking up at all. I think your speakers are over that side.
Record the link.
Yeah, that's good. Hold it closer to wherever it's coming out and then push it again.
Record the link.
Oh, it's just not picking up very well. But that is, it's around there, yeah.
Where the fuck does it come out of?
It basically said it like record the leg. But did you know that's actually not how it is meant to be pronounced? The Swedish word, I don't know if that's how you meant to pronounce Swedish. Swedish. It is actually pronounced rikadelig. Did you know that? Rikadelig. He's trying to pronounce it in Swedish now. Go ahead. Oh, it's too quiet. Did you make it louder? Rikadelig. You're just gonna have to say it. Just he's holding it above his keyboard. Come on, get doing the show. Come on.
Where does it come from? Sound just comes from this thing.
Comes out of this side.
From where?
I'm guessing there's speakers along here. Let's have a look. Where do we see? What the fuck? Where did the speakers?
Yeah, where does it come
from? It comes out of the side, definitely, but I don't see speaker holes for it. Maybe out of the bottom?
Oh, it might come from the bottom.
Oh, are those speakers? Is that speakers? No. Yeah, it's better there than it is down anywhere else. Yeah. Oh, sorry, moving mouse. Yeah, no, it's somewhere over there. Somewhere in that corner. Anyway, come on, let's do the show. The point is, it's pronounced rikadelig.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's done. All right, anyway, get rid of this. Welcome to the special edition of Pagan Bus Factor.
Pagan Bus Factor.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. You know what sucks? Is that, like, everyone who talks about liking paganism...
Was that just one? There was just one.
You want me to hit the replay? Oh, nah. You've got a replay going.
Like, there was a bus on the side of the brain.
Just no one saw it. Okay, look, I'll add it for you.
I don't know.
You want to guess more? You want to guess a higher number?
No, I didn't actually get across the line.
Do you want to count it up or not?
I would
be looking, but I've been staring at your fucking laptop trying to figure out where the shit the speakers are on it.
Should we take that off? Because that's a bit easier.
Have you noticed how every pagan turns out to be a white supremacist? Oh, fucking there we are.
Yeah, that was easy. Damn, that was a number. Oh, it's been a while.
Could have been a 1, 3, or 7.
I think there was a number 2. That's like entering on a red line. I haven't actually done it in a while.
Oh, you mean those numbers? Okay, yeah. So is that time of the week again? Indeed it is. Allison DY6. Allison D?
Hey, Allison
TBB
DY.
Wholesale sucks. Says they guess 11 this time. Okay, what do you reckon? I'll go first.
Well, it depends earlier, how long we're going to go.
It does depend. Should we guess a number, assuming we go for an hour and half if we go for half an hour, or scale it relative to that. So if we went for an hour, what would we do? Because we're thinking we might finish early today. There is, in Wellington, ISIG, and I heard there's going to be like piracy talks and stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nine.
9
for an hour. No way. Did that just happen right here on the bus?
I think it did. Was that at the same time?
It was pretty close to the same time. Okay, if we have to guess again. I guess I go lower. I tend to go lower. I've got 8. Do you want to go 10?
I'm going to go 9.
Okay, fine. Go 9. I think you'll win. I mean, 9 was my first guess. So yeah,
nine was the right guess. I don't know why you changed.
If it goes to 9, I'm going to say, well, I guess that first I won.
Do you like how we've kind of swapped places? Now you're standing and I'm sitting.
Well, it's because this is your desk now. Right?
It's been my desk for months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And normally you sit and I stand.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, you haven't used this desk for months. You have like a desk keyboard
using that just when? The other day.
Just the other
Actually,
day.
Actually, earlier this week. Three times, I think.
Three times. There's only been like 3 days in the week this so far.
Yeah.
What switch are these? Are these blues? Because they're like much more clicky than I'm used to. They're blues, right? Let me just open it up. Oh.
I think those ones are blues, or they could be...
One of the new colors, yeah.
Yeah, I should bring in the one from home, and that is probably better than me, because this one is like the dual USB as well, which is kind
of
annoying for the new laptop.
Oh, yeah. Why does it need 2 USB? Is it because it's like hubbing as well?
Yeah, it's hubbing as well.
Yeah, mine hubs and I don't have 2 dual USB.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying because now my new laptop only has 2 USB with the B connectors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but the good news is if you plug both of them in, then you get 2 more. So now you have the same amount.
Yeah, this keyboard's a bit weird where if you don't have it. Someone's doing Duolingo. Yeah. Hablas español.
Do you remember when you did every language on Duolingo?
Mate, I still do every language.
The morning you did every language. You went through every single language. You lasted one morning.
I don't think I could do it anymore. There's a lot more now.
Yeah.
But I still have every language in. Over Christmas, I did a bunch more.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, there's a bunch more languages. I'll learn this.
Oh, I really want to learn a language, but not enough to do it. You know what I mean?
My wife was just like, wow, you...
Yeah, you tend to do that thing where you slowly build up until it becomes unsustainable. Like, you will spend 45 minutes a day doing Duolingo.
I won't do every language every day, but
45
like,
minutes on Duolingo is followed by 45 minutes on Memrise, followed by 45 minutes on Musician, and then you'll be like, okay, time to do some work, or it's 5 p.m, I should go home now. Whoa.
What happened?
Is the stream broken? It seems fine on this computer. Is that your computer stream broken?
Maybe.
Are you connected via Wi-Fi or something?
I'm on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay. I'm assuming the stream is... Sweet, yeah, thanks, Allison. We had a glitch out. We got an update for the fiber the other day. Just yet another update being like, yep, fiber's still coming.
Yeah, that's heaps.
Hasn't happened yet.
Oh, what's that say? 43? What's that say? 42? No, that doesn't make sense.
43:30.
This is 43:20. 10 seconds. So it's 10 seconds. Yeah, that makes a bit more sense.
10 seconds away. Yeah, I think it might even be less than 10 seconds if you hadn't had the glitch. When we get better internet, we'll also up the bandwidth on this because I don't know if people can tell, but it's a relatively low bandwidth.
Yeah, we had some listeners drop off, didn't we? Because they couldn't get some bandwidth or something.
Yeah, Weblord Pepe back in the day. If you have not enough listeners, you're not allowed. It doesn't allow you to transcode it on the fly on their servers.
That's right. We hit it too high for him.
Yeah. And it only gives the option to downscale it if you have enough listeners. So, yeah. But if we do like a... I'm hoping if you do like an 8K stream with like, you know, 100 megabit of maybe more, then it'll like transcode it down for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'd be nice to have high-res versions of when we upload to YouTube and stuff. Because the camera is pretty nice, so it'd be nice if we had the option. But alas, we have to wait for the new fiber to be installed, and who knows how long that could be. Okay, so we do have ISIG on here in Wellington, so we want to finish up. That's why we're doing the show earlier. 5:30 is when we want to have it done by. Hugh took the microphone with him, and it's just long enough, I guess. As long as I don't move out of the way. So we should probably crack open some news stories and see how we're going. So I think there's going to be more bus stories than tech stories, but the tech stories are better than the bus ones. The bus quality this week, not so good. So let's start with the tech story. And this one's a bit of a funny one. Were you here when this one happened? Like, did you follow it along?
The Matrix. Yeah. I was kind of following along on Saturday, so I kind of missed it by a day.
Yeah, I was on Twitter and someone posted there and it was real good. So the Matrix hack, we'll briefly go over it. Someone penetrated into the Matrix servers, which, silly name. Matrix is I think it's like a decentralized chat thing. It may possibly be not super decentralized. I think you can run your own server, but I'm not sure how the authentication works. Nonetheless, someone compromised their servers and got access to things like signing keys and, you know, everything else. They compromised, I believe, via a developer account. And then, like, did some Jenkins exploits and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it was a Jenkins O day, which was what they called an old day with a O.
Yeah, because it was patched, yeah.
It was like, well, it wasn't patched on the server, but it was like a couple days
old. A patch existed, yes.
Well, it was more than a couple days old. I don't know, it was like old a month
day.
Old.
But it's not an O day because it was already patched.
Yeah.
Patching.
So they got there. And like, the kind of just was like from there, they had key forwarding on. Agent forwarding on, which is like fucking destroyed them.
Yeah, they just agent forwarded through like a few places, bounced around a few servers, and bam. That was the end of Matrix.
Did you just put my mouse in the wrong corner?
No, I don't touch your mouse.
You did that one time.
Yeah, occasionally I touch it just to fuck with you. But that was you. So the funny thing about this, like, you know, so when something like this happens, there's an urge, I think, people like APT, Obviously, not in this case. It was Matrix, like some board hacker. Whatever.
I like the guy commenting. He was just like,
that was the good part. After the compromise was announced, the guy who did the compromise went on GitHub.
Opened fucking issues up.
Yeah, so he opened up issues and he was like, disable agent
multiple issues.
Use Ansible to like rewrite things and remove broken configuration.
I like how he started all of his issues with the same paragraph each time. He was just like, due to the fucking idiocracy or something.
Yeah, I hacked your server, so I know more about it than you do.
Here is the issue.
Yeah, and he listed a bunch of security issues. Interestingly, the Matrix people left them open. Did you see that? I think they restricted from comments, but left them
there. Yeah, they left them open for a long time until GitHub shut down the account, and then someone else...
Oh, yeah, because it was like matrix.org or something.
Yeah, and then someone else posted screenshots
of... So my understanding is the matrix.org GitHub account, though, didn't really do much wrong, other than... Okay, so it was clearly operated by someone who conducted a bunch of illegal hacking. But what I mean is the account didn't do anything wrong on GitHub. They didn't perform any penetrations as that account. They were just taunting them, which isn't... a terms of service violation. So.
Yeah, it's...
I can see why they did that.
It's tricky that, because, like, say if I did something under my GitHub account, like, you can't really do much illegal under your
GitHub
account. Like,
what's the Ruby guy who founded the Ruby O'Day and the Ruby on Rails O'Day?
Yeah, well...
Igor or something his name is? Or
he was hacking GitHub at that point, but, like, if...
Which was hilarious. That was so good.
Yeah, you guys aren't listening to me. Here, I've just pushed to your master.
Yeah, I pushed to your master.
Oh, you're now listening to me. Oh, I've got my account banned.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Nah, he was pretty good. Yeah.
I like him, yeah. I would hate to work with him because he sounds like if he doesn't get his way, like fucking pushy about it, but still.
Sounds like me, mate.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But you only find XSS, so it's a little bit different.
Oh,
harsh. If you found a real bug, then maybe, but.
Mate, I've got a real bug. I've got a real good bug.
What is it? Direct object reference. At least direct object reference is a real bug.
Ew. To be honest, it's not as good a bug as XSS.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You can do more with XSS. This, I can get information.
Yeah, you know what else I can do? I can just email someone and say, hey, give me your password, and they'll do it. So in terms of like... If your
go on,
metric,
email me.
If your metric is, you know what,
email my wife.
I'd email your wife. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Can I try Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's got LastPass. If that helps.
How does that help me?
Now you just need to know the one master password.
How does that help me though? I don't want to know the one master.
Did you
password.
Get all of the passwords?
Yeah, but it'd be better to like get her to click reset on Hotmail or something, right?
Oh yeah.
Besides, if I do Fisher, I'm gonna
just for the record.
Good, makes my job easier. If I was gonna do it, I'd wait till you're away, so she can't just lean over and go, "Hey, I got this weird email." I'll just wait till you're away, and she can't do that, and then I'll do it.
She still asks even when I'm away.
Yeah,
I'm not often away out of contact.
Yeah, but still, the mere fact that someone's not physically available might change how they respond to
it. Yeah. Yeah. Normally, when I'm out of contact, I'm out of contact. With her at the same time?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Like, we're not often just out of contact.
Well, she's your wife. I would hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got my phone, I've got my internet, but I'm ignoring my wife. Doesn't sound very nice, does it?
Well, no. Like, if I went bush, say, and, like, I don't have any contact with the world, she would probably be with me. Like,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, yeah. I was more just thinking flights or something.
Oh, yeah, like...
Flight to Perth. 12 hours.
Yeah.
Enough time to fish someone. Anyway, my point is that if
that's
all you care
fish.
About is the impact of your bugs, then fishing wins every time. Fuck XSS.
Right. You start doing that for all of your engagements. And
if
we'll
I
see,
did, I would win every time.
We'll see how our boss likes it.
I know. The clients wouldn't like it. Because it works. It works every time. But like,
they
what
just don't want to know it.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think they want to like learn much. That's all. Who was that? Are you the people across in the other office? Is that what you're waving?
Yeah, I just saw a wave.
Okay. We can see them on the camera. We need to like blank it out.
Nah, I don't think we can up there.
We can. I literally just saw him walk across.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We definitely need to. Have you noticed how tall their trees are? Their trees are almost tall enough it wouldn't affect our camera. So yeah, you see across the road how tall the trees are. They don't start until like the second level. Our tree is a little fucking tiny tree. Gets in the way. Annoying. Are we going to do the blur thing again? Remember when we tried to blur the screen real bad? But, like, we couldn't figure out how to blur it properly. Remember that?
Yeah. How the fuck do you just put a blank box somewhere?
You don't, mate. You don't.
I suppose you can put it, like, a text box.
With no transparency, I guess. But you need to stack it below the thing. Yeah, ask them for the password. Yeah, IRL. Make friends with them. Host an opposite cam. Oh, yeah, that could work, actually. It'd be nice to have another camera over there. Because then you'd be able to see it from, like, two different angles.
This is the text box.
Oh, what are you dragging? Remember, text boxes don't have a background, so it's not gonna block anything. He's just trying to work out how to use a camera. He's not very good at it. Why is it fucking monstrously large?
where is it coming from? Where is the bottom of this?
Maybe it's like got infinite width on or something. Infinite length, rather. Yeah, could be infinite length.
Can
a double decker's going past them?
Can I just
it?
Set the fucking size of this in here?
Don't think so.
But
I also think that change the opacity. If you change the opacity, no. So this won't block. This won't block out stuff because that it only changes the text, not the text.
I'll push the delete button, not the logout. I might actually just do that just in case.
Well, shit, was there a red light we missed? If there was, did we miss? I saw like four of them going through at once, but I didn't. See any that went through red lights. I was distracted by you.
Someone said a red question mark. I'm going to take it for them. Yep.
You want to add one?
Yeah, it was a red.
Okay. If you messed us up, Allison, then just wash yourself. But we'll increase it.
Wash yourself.
I'm sure there's been at least one that we've missed so far. So. Oh, I'm all burned. Fuck yeah, boy.
There we go. There was a number three. Not a route number three, just a... Oh, man, I'm getting back into this. I shouldn't get...
Damn. Yeah, that one we saw. Look at him. I got to get more cider in me so I can get worked up about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Do you want another cider? I don't want to get too worked up on it because I'm like... I'm taking a break from getting angry.
You've
about
done
buses.
The worst break of getting... Well, if you're getting angry, sure.
Basically because MetLink's not doing anything.
Literally,
I kind of just don't want to get too involved in
today,
it.
Today, you came up to me and said, I got an email about the buses. Look at all this bus news. I'm taking a break from buses.
Look at it. It's just,
You said he was just going to go for it?
It looked like it was just going to roll through. One of those like real slow rollers.
I reckon that seven was blocking. It's hard to tell, but the people seems to be going around a little bit.
Hold on.
It's moved forward, so even if you see now, it is a little bit different. And he also is moving, so... Well, he's not moving. What's he doing? He's letting people on. What's he got? Jeez. He's over the line now, so he's definitely over the line before. Blocking does count, indeed. We definitely do count blocking. That's why we are not an enforcement organization. We do not actually give them tickets, because that'd be a bit of a dick move, but for our purposes. Wait, he was over the line, right? We should count it, right? He was over the line. Oh, he was legally fine. I added one. Fuck him. Okay, he's just getting us more. Yeah, give me a cider. Come on. Get it. Did you give me one? Yeah, boy. Look at their leg. So we finished the new story about Matrix, I think. Hacker was funny. He hacked them. He laughed at them. It was good. Just one, please. Oh, yeah. Premium Arctic Berries. It sounds so much cooler than it really is. Premium Arctic Berries.
I remember when I first had that, the record lick, and I'm like, damn, this fucking sounds exotic.
Yeah, it's so exotic. But it's just like sugar, right? It's just like the sugariest drink.
I was just looking for my bottle opener, and I just couldn't find it.
Cool story. You're looking for your bottle opener and you couldn't find it.
I just couldn't find it.
I actually brought my keys over in case I needed to open a bottle. Okay, give us a bus story then. What's this like price of arrival in Yougal or whatever?
Fucking price of arrival. So, there was a bus. We don't know how much it cost.
It's relevant for last week's show when we discussed owning a bus.
Oh, should we talk about that story?
Whatever, you pick one. It's your choice.
Alright, so Portugal. Fucking bus. Tourist bus. Tour bus.
Yep.
Have you been on any tour buses?
I've been on like a cruise bus. Like as in we were on a cruise, there's the bus that takes you places.
Yeah.
I've not been like on a bus tour. I'll say that.
So I think this is basically what you just described. You're on a tour bus.
Okay.
50-ish people on the bus.
Is that a lot of people for a bus? I asked this last week. How many seats are there on a bus?
So it's like, carrying 55. I think that might just be the max of a bus.
Well, it depends how big the bus is, doesn't it?
These
buses here, how many people can sit on them?
Hold on, I can find this out.
He's going to OIA, FYI to figure find out OIA requests. Or is that Laguima requests?
Capacity,
it's searching capacity. I'm interested at what else it's going to bring up other than the buses.
My one is at the top, so that's fine.
Information about minimum bus capacity requirements.
It was related to that one.
Oh, that guy like went. There's a bus who like went to go over the line, but it turned green just in time. Lucky.
Oh, I fucking hate past Hugh.
You hate past Hugh.
Yep. Oh no, it does say it. 43 passengers seated, 32 passengers standing. That's on like the single decker Wellington buses.
That's a lot of people standing. How do they all fit?
That's why there's an OIA for it.
Oh, I think, hang on. Unfortunately, I think. Come on, network. Here we are. You're back.
Oh, that power cable is super dodge.
Oh, I just put it back in. Okay, yeah, the power cable fell out. So, for those listening to the recording, you'll be experiencing perfection. However, for those who are watching the live streaming...
The video will also drop out for the people on the recording.
Yes, okay, that's actually true. Let me just... let's fix that. 1 second. Reconnection successful. Okay.
Yeah, I think it should just start up again.
Yeah. Maybe not the camera. We might need to reboot the camera. Okay. So for those who are listening, I think the audio should be back again.
Yeah, it's starting. Cool.
The switch just spazzed out a little bit.
Yeah.
And by spazzed out, I like went close to it and the power cable
was super dodgy. It's like one of those like tiny ones that like...
You know, it was just not plugged in properly though, right? Like I just pushed it in further.
No, that's what it was like before. I pushed them further before. Okay.
Pulls out. There we are. And there's the camera working now.
So, tour bus.
Sorry, yes, that was all us. Yes.
We were talking about tour bus.
Tour buses.
Like Wellington buses, apparently we can fit like 50 people standing. We can't. But
and like 30, what did you say? 40?
Something like that.
40 something sitting, which is a lot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, so there was this tour bus in Portugal, the Portuguese island actually. So not actually in Portugal. Well, it's in Portugal, but it's like off on and on and off Portugal.
It's Portugal then, isn't it? We don't say like an island off New Zealand.
Yeah, it
isn't
is
it just New Zealand.
It is Portugal, but it's not like mainland Portugal.
Not mainland Portugal.
Anyway.
Come on, tell
half
us
of them fucking died.
Damn.
Because it just fucking rolled off the side of the road.
Fucking crazy, right? Like, but when buses crash... See, this is, I think, why people care about... Well, we care about, like, bus safety and, to a lesser extent, the public. But the public care a lot about plane safety. And it's like, sure, it might be less likely to actually happen, but when it does happen... 50 people die, as opposed to normal car crashes where, like, 2 people die.
Yeah, so 29 died and 28 got injured. So basically the whole bus got affected. Some people died, some people just got injured.
I would definitely...
Bit of a difference between the two.
I mean, if a bus rolls, yeah, you're going to be affected. Even if, like, you don't die yourself, I'm pretty sure, like, oh, I watched 20 people die in front of me. That's a pretty affecting thing to happen.
Jesus. I've seen some people die in my life.
QED, cars are safer. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, sure, cars. Yeah, yeah.
Well, a car's like safer for yourself if you were a capable driver who drives in nominal conditions.
Even if you're not a even if you are a capable driver, there will be some non-capable driver that could kill you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's still quite a high likelihood.
Yeah, I mean, did a bus go through a red light? I'm going to assume that...
No, I don't think it did.
Well, Alison just said bus.
Oh.
No, she said no. Sorry. Okay. Well, fucking that car just went through the thing.
Yeah, that was a pretty slow
I was sitting
route.
Over the line. Yeah, it's like, it's getting harder and harder to see
the
lines.
Oh, yeah, we get them over the line.
It's like a judgment call, especially because it's fucking hard to see the lines nowadays. We need that tree to go.
And I found that tree is just crawling over that deck as well.
The good news is it's winter, right? So it's going to die off soon.
We can apparently ask them to just cut it because it's going over that deck now.
Yeah, someone said that. Yeah. We should do that. Yeah.
I wonder if they would. If the request came from me, boom. Nah, he stopped. I wonder
boom,
if,
a bus just stopped.
If the request came from me, would they be like, no?
Huh, it's an interesting question because they know. Oh come on. What a cheeky boy.
Oh, he's just gone.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was cheeky. I don't think he didn't go too far, so I'm not going to count it, but that was very cheeky.
Oh, what can we do, TPP?
About the getting it cut, getting it trimmed.
Oh, yeah.
If it came, they know what we're doing it for, so they might be a bit hesitant, but I think they'd do it.
But, like, they know what we're doing it for. What is wrong with what we're doing?
From their perspective, we produce an ungodly amount of OIAs.
Not to the city council.
Well, sure, but like still.
To the city council, they'll probably be like, oh, you're going to rag on the fucking regional council? Yeah, sure, we'll cut down all
maybe.
The trees.
Maybe, and they like competitive and they're like.
Have you seen them over the last almost year since the last bus debacle?
I don't really know much about like inter-council politics.
There's a lot of fucking back and forth between them.
So old mate.
And they're all fucking hunting for.
So Calvin Klein, he works for the regional council, right?
Calvin Klein works for the city council.
The city council?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But he's head of transport or something
at the city council.
City council.
Okay.
So he bags on the regional council a lot because the regional council have done a shit job, but his job's done well.
The regional council are the ones who run Metlink, right? That's regional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so instead of the city council working with the regional council and just making like a good bus service,
you suck.
Yeah. So instead of working together, they're just like,
14,
you guys fucked up.
Well, like, red light got creamed. Five buses.
Fuck, we were going to get like 9, did we say?
You said 9, and I said 9, but then I said 8.
Oh, mate, we're going to get some more. I'm going to keep watching this. Right. Do you want a new story or do I?
I'll take a new story. Oh, wait. You were saying that about in Portugal, the incident. Yes.
Yeah, Portugal, people died. It's a bit sad.
I don't really like talking about stories where people die. I do it, but.
A lot of bus stories are people dying.
Yeah. The common bus story that makes international news is literally just people died.
Yeah.
So it just shows
international bus news stories are people dying, people dying, people dying. Wellington doing a really shit job at bus network. People dying, people dying.
Sometimes you get like automatic bus drone, right? You get like like what was those? Do you remember the story where they like replaced buses with diesel versions or something? Oh yeah, or they put new filters on the diesel buses. And they were like, it technically cleans up the city because our diesel buses have filters
but
now.
But it's still diesel.
You get stories like that, but yeah. So you realize there's a new person in the office who's never been here for a bus back to the before. Did you notice that?
Today. Oh yeah, there is. hey, do you want to be on the podcast?
That seems a bit mean to drop someone in. But it must be we also
didn't that happen last week as well?
Oh yeah, I think last week happened as well. We've had new people in the office for a while.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, let's pick a tech story then, I guess. We got, so this one here is an interesting one. Do you know about Silk Road?
Yes, the fine road of silk, of ancient Chinese times.
Close, we're talking about the drug dark net market.
Silk Road 2.0?
Yeah, in this case, Silk Road 2.0, yeah.
Actual, the 2.0 of the web version or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, because first one was just called Silk Road.
Didn't that die, like, ages ago?
Yeah, it died a while ago. So the guy who got arrested, his name's, I think, Thomas White. I might be getting the last name
yes,
wrong.
Yes, yeah.
He went by the handle, Cthulhu Sick, or The Cthulhu, on Twitter and a few other places.
Yep.
He was arrested a year, 2 years ago or something, for being Dread Pirate.
A while ago.
He was Dread Pirate Roberts 2. Now, this is an interesting story because I haven't talked to him much. It was like he was on Twitter a lot.
Mate, are you gonna get arrested and people will storm in here right now?
Fucking guilty by association. But he put out a lot of guides on like how to secure hidden services. And his failing was OPSEC related, so presumably is his hidden services guides. Just weird seeing someone like you know and you you saw on Twitter and you're like, huh, they seem pretty cool. And then the thing that gets me is, did you know when he was arrested, it wasn't just for running Silk Road 2, he also had, like, hundreds of images of, like, child exploitation material.
Yeah, that does it.
And he also wanted to, like, create a, like, paid-for child exploitation website. And so the prosecutor's like, yeah, but he's still got like less than 5 years prison.
Oh, wow. That's not much. And I mean, the worst you've done is hosting someone that was selling scat panties.
Like the worst you've done. I'm like, what is the worst I've done? What are you going to say here? Do you know about that stuff?
Fucking live fucking audio. The worst you've done is.
I wouldn't tell that. Actually.
we had a fucking blood swear, mate.
Hang on. I got to send this message to my girlfriend one second. I went to read out the message I was sending her.
Hughes onto us.
Hughes onto
us. Hide all the evidence.
But, what I was going to say is, yes, that's probably the worst. I mean, I didn't even host that. That guy didn't end up using my service, so I didn't even host the scat panties. Good story, though. If you want to hear about the scat panties, you should look up my Christchurch Gone talk on Tor Hidden Services. I talk about it there.
Yeah, you did a good talk on that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I do say nice things from time to time.
Yeah, occasionally. So this guy is now in prison for less than 5 years. DPR, though. He got so much more than this guy. DPR got, like, fucking life in prison. Oh, okay. Hugh's just messaging his sister or wife. It could be either.
No, I'm actually going to tweet to the city council and see if we can get that treatment.
Oh, come on. Do it after the show. Oh, obstruction. Thank you. Yes.
That's an easy number 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you had been watching instead of tweeting at the council during the show.
That tree is so, like, look at it. It's just, like, growing.
Not during the show, mate. He said the same thing. Well, look, he hasn't even moved. Oh, I love it when you get him for 2 cycles, right?
I love that.
That was the best.
I think I count that when it happens.
In the AI, it definitely gets counted because you don't have a good way of knowing.
Like you can kind of tell because I see it in consecutive order, like real linear order. And I tend to just be like, he's still doing that same thing.
Yep. Still illegal. Okay. Well, how about you take a news story then?
Oh, can we put a time lapse of tree growth? We probably could.
Probably could. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a turn green. Last week we were talking about running our own bus service, right?
We did. Yes. A little bit blasé about it. But
there's a bit of a issue in the city at the moment because the bus service is not adequate for pretty much anyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, not for the bus drivers, not for the passengers. I'm actually at a loss of who else that needs to be good for.
There is someone it's good for.
Oh, the
shareholders and owners of the bus company.
Yeah, it's good for them, but like I don't really see them as an important factor of. that was one.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't really see those big cats as.
Well, you anti-capitalist motherfucker. Okay, don't you know that the shareholders?
I think
are
capitalism
the one thing
is good if the people that are paying for the service actually get what they get.
Yeah, it's kind. Yeah, I guess it's a bit not. Super fair to capitalism to be like, yeah, because it's a monopoly. You can't just be like, I'll go with the other bus service. But also, it doesn't make sense to make this like more than one bus service.
Oh, God, no. God, no. I think it should be.
Should be a public service. Sorry, his sister messaged him.
So the story was people in fucking Wellington. People in Wellington are thinking of chartering a bus service for themselves. So in Kilburnie, Strathmore Park.
Are you finding it hard to talk when someone's yelling about unrelated stuff next to you? Are you finding that difficult to carry on talking about a news story when that's happening?
Yeah, roughly.
Oh, okay. Interesting that you'd find that difficult given...
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So Kilburnie, Strathmore Park... There's also cider. I don't know if Stephen was talking to the microphone, so that
might be really weird. Yeah, but we're just talking to some other
people. There's also cider. So Strathmore Park, people are thinking of actually fucking chartering their own bus service to
Not the worst idea.
Get busted. Do you, one thing that has happened during this fucking whole bus debacle is people have said, people have noticed that whenever the we have cruise ships come in and there's like charter buses for the cruise ships, they are just always there. They're always ready. They always have capacity. There's just never any issues with any of the chartered buses from the same companies that are contracting for the Wellington City.
Like the weird thing happened where they like they bidded down as low as they could for these bus services in the city, but the charter buses they get paid shit tons for.
Oh yeah, they get paid a fuckload for. So, but like, if they've got the buses.
Yeah, they've got the buses. They've got the drivers. Like, well, I mean, they could if they just paid a little. Presumably, those charter bus drivers get paid a little bit more than the people.
Because there's a whole bus driver shortage, but
there's
not when it comes to charter buses.
Yeah, which is like the opposite of the way you really want it. So
I like how these people are like wanting to charter their own buses. Good fucking on them. Like,
well,
I
should
hope
we
they do
give
it.
Them our charter bus company? Because that's how you should start a bus company. You start by doing chartered buses, right? And that way you build up a small like 5 buses, 10 buses. Then once you get up to 20 buses, you go, okay, let's we've got a big amount of equity, we've got like a reasonable amount of capital. Let's crack open the city network world, and then bam.
Yeah, I suppose we could just do a charter bus for like one suburb, and you just pay the driver as you get on, like,
or even just like, you know, schools or what. You just do whatever to start with like a few, you know, 1 or 2 buses.
I'm not sure my wife would like it if I ran a bus company.
Don't think my partner would like it if I ran a bus company either. Hey, baby.
Yours is in the
room.
Can
I run a bus company? Would you be okay with that? So it does cost $700,000, so we'd have to not have that house. She's smiling. I think she wants to do it. Look at her. Oh, that's true. We should sell Hugh's house, and then we can actually... That's a good point. Yeah, no, I'm with that. Yeah.
Place around the corner from ours sold at the moment.
How much more?
Don't know, actually. We didn't actually go to the open home. I saw the sold sign like a couple weeks back, and I'm like, oh, we should go to this.
You saw the sold sign?
The for sale sign.
Oh, this is going to be a fucking bus.
Damn, this is like...
Look at him. It's going to be one.
Rush hour.
It's going to be one. Going to be one. Wait for it.
What's happening? This is worse traffic than...
Oh, is he just getting out?
Why isn't he going?
He is going. Look at him. Think on.
It was taking a while. But this seems more rush hour than normal.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Ugh. How fucking lucky is that? Yeah, bastards.
Yeah,
we're just going to see one scream through now.
Nah.
Yeah, someone's overriding the greens. That would actually be real funny if it turned out that was what's happening.
All right. Do you want to talk about something?
Okay, what do we got here? There is a company in India, a managed service provider, similar to... Who's an equivalent of a MSP in like Australia? I guess like Fujitsu do MSP stuff. They're one of the ones. Whoever else, I don't know. I don't know who the big MSPs are in Australia. New Zealand has Datacom is probably one of the biggest ones. You know, so this one's called like Wipro, I think. WIPRO. They got fucking hacked. So someone hacked this MSP and used them. Okay, this is Orange, but he's actually over the line, so he is safe in this case.
I just saw it make a noise.
He is safe in that case. But they got hacked. The MSP got hacked so people could hack into their clients, like, which is a great technique. I wish as a pen tester we had more authority to do that kind of thing because it's so easy. If you want to hack into Fujitsu, like, that's so easy. That's so much easier than hacking into a lot of the companies that they manage services for. So anyway, the funny part of this is that when they got hacked, it was, I believe, Krebs who broke the story. So he has some sources who talked about it. Krebs broke the story. They were like, and then they on an earnings call were like, no, everything Krebs said is wrong. Krebs was on the earning call and submitted a question and was like, hey, could you clarify what was wrong about my story? Also, I gave you like 3 days to come up with a response and you didn't have one. So could you just clarify? And they were like, oh, we need to take this offline. We'll take this call offline. Krebs, don't worry about it. We'll take that offline. Just everyone else on the call, don't worry about it. No issues.
Boom.
Oh,
yes.
What is that? Wellington Pulse, more like pulsingly bad light.
What do you think? I should actually mention that. So they are actually watching. They're literally watching now.
Who's they?
The bus drivers.
Watching what?
This intersection. This very intersection.
The bus drivers are what? Yeah, I mean, they're driving. I'd hope they're watching.
The operators finally know about this intersection and this camera. And
they know that we are monitoring this intersection, yes. I thought they always knew, and that's why we, like, when we move to the new location, it goes up heaps and then goes down again. There has to be that what causes that.
This intersection has just been up.
No, when we first came here, do you remember when we very first started doing it at the McDonald's? We had in the 30s. You remember that? 30s.
It's hard to know whether it's because we're, like, onto it or not.
No, I think most of it is that they know, they learn.
So what was I going to say? So my first thing was, what do you think of the, like, term, like, taking this offline? Like, do you like it? Do you not like it?
So the term or what it means?
Oh, yeah, like, what it means. Like, do you like taking conversations offline?
Okay, it does depend. For example, I think one thing that's really annoying is when you have a meeting and the purpose of the meeting is to resolve one small issue and someone brings up something tangentially related and you're like, look, there are 8 people in this meeting. We do not need to all sit around while you work out some little personal bullshit. Take that shit offline, right? That's I'm okay with. However, yeah. Earnings, like in this specific situation, it was like earnings call about, and they were like, everything Krebs wrote was wrong. And Krebs is like, could you clarify what you mean by that? Because, like, you haven't actually said what you think is wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it doesn't make sense to take it offline because the earnings call is literally to discuss that issue.
Do you love going to client meetings?
Someone said bus. Allison said bus. Is that one
she
we missed?
Did, but I don't think there was one.
Did we miss one, Allison? I'm willing to bump it up. No, I think... Yeah, a while back. No, I think we already counted it. 8.
Yeah, I think we did count it.
Okay, well, as long as we keep it at 8 for 10 more minutes, I win.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Don't
you hate being on client meetings and they're just like bitching about random shit? And you're just like...
Yeah, you're like, come on,
why
guys.
Why am I here? Anyway.
I kind of love it, actually. I don't
so
hate
I guess
it. I like
some old people... Old people are protesting down in Canterbury.
Okay, old people are protesting. What are they protesting?
They want their fucking bus back.
What happened? Did they have a reshuffle down there as well?
Yeah, they pretty much all the main centres have had a reshuffle.
Real? Oh, yeah, because after the new contract, after National passed that new law, right?
Yeah.
They all had to...
Wellington just did it a lot shitter than...
Yeah, maybe we should ship them up here for a few months and see how they fucking like it. Put them back down in Canterbury and they're like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
This is fucking international news. It's just uncanny that...
It's not international anymore. People don't give a shit anymore. Mm. But we still have to suffer through the badness. But Newtown's not too bad. It's just like Northland, I hear, is quite bad.
Oh.
Like, look, their bus is like almost empty. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on their double-decker bus.
Oh, yeah, that's like nothing. And this is like rush hour as well.
I think it's because the double-decker has to go out, which means it then has to come back in again and ends the bus route that doesn't have much.
Like, yeah, we can't look at individual buses and comment on, oh, yeah, that's empty.
I mean, we literally can. We just did it.
Yeah.
I just think it's disingenuous to do it.
Yeah, like, we're better off looking at the full picture and seeing, oh, yeah, this many empty buses... overall, but that one's like going to pick up more people and then picked up like a
oh my god but you know what we should do? Graffiti buses by sticking bus factor stickers on them. We should just smash stickers on the sides of buses whenever we can, and then as they drive past we'll be able to see a sticker that says I love the bus factor.
We would need bigger stickers. What we should do is a fucking bus ad.
How much does a bus ad cost?
Oh, I would love
it. We have money in the
one thing I have been thinking about the last couple of weeks, months.
How to lose like $1 million.
You know the bus factor logo?
Yeah. Oh, which one? There's two, but do you mean the one on the website?
Well, there's two that we've made into stickers.
Yeah.
When did we make them?
We've made them both at ZXCon.
When did we make the third one?
We haven't had it yet, right?
We've had a ZXCon.
Yeah, but we, like, Shell of the Year, that kind of thing, hasn't been done yet.
So, shall we do it Shell of the Year? But we need to do the... What's the game called? TK?
The T-shirt ninja
TKO
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, it's one of the jokes. For reference, for the viewers, this is a little nugget of information. All the previous Bus Factor logos have been made during a Jackbox Party Games sesh with, like, most of the ZX crew. Hence why they're just ridiculous. I can taste the blood. The bus factor.
It's just like amalgamating like fucking things.
Yeah. Okay, I got one last news story here. I built a little thing last night. I had a little challenge. I said if I can do it, I've been wanting to do it for a day or two now, so I did it. If I can get it done by the time this album is over, then I'll do it. But I don't want to spend more than that on it. So ngrok.com is for developers to basically reverse tunnel. So you're in the middle of a corporate land. It's quite restrictive. You run ngrok space HTTP space 80, and now your HTTP port 80 is accessible to the entire world. Very handy if you're a developer, and a corporate security person's nightmare. So I built a thing to just brute force all of those URLs. So it's on my Twitter, SS2342. If you want to check it out, or my GitHub, which is just SS23. But I thought it'd be interesting to take screenshots. Did you see the screenshot we got? Yeah, you saw the screenshot. You were over there. Remember the screenshot?
Oh, over there, the ngrok. Yeah.
Yeah, first one we got was an Nginx install page.
It was different.
But they had changed one word to be like blogging or something. Installed. Sorry.
It was different.
Yeah, it was like Nginx is installed and ready to blog or something like that. It was ridiculous, whatever it was. And we were like, wait. Oh, yes. 9 just happened. It was round number 2, I believe. Okay, let's bump it up. I'm almost done. Anyway, that was the last thing I wanted to mention, that I built a tool, and you should all, I don't know, give me some likes on Twitter or however else it goes. But hopefully we'll be able to see some, like, exposed stuff running on the... What the hell are you doing?
I was just seeing if I had a default page.
You have one. It's in user share.
Yeah, it will be.
He's going to go back and check now. I'm mainly just looking to see if I can find like any funny, like hilarious, like internal corporate assets that have been exposed. So far, yeah, we had an Nginx install page, but like slightly modified. So presumably someone is like actually using it in like a 405 or a 403 gateway not found. But I'll leave the brute force running. It was at 50 requests a second. I tried running with 1,000 threads and I got blocked like instantly. So there is a limit to the amount of threads you can do.
Nah, there's none.
Lame. You tried to use this year?
Yeah, use this year as well.
Lame. Anyway,
you've done that.
I've done all my stories.
So a couple of ones from me. So some buses are getting turned into tiny homes.
Are they still portable or are they like static?
I'm not sure if it said it was portable or not.
I've seen like the static portal, the static tiny homes where they like convert a bus, but it's like
cozy tiny home on wheels. So I think it's portable.
Portable. The caravan is what they call those normally.
Fuck, that's bigger than the one that was. So at my place in Paikokoriki, there was a tiny home got like dragged up the driveway.
Yep.
Literally dragged by like.
Four dudes. Oh, look at this. Not often we see that kind of block, is it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's an interesting block.
Obstruction. Yeah, it was kind of fun, that one. Oh, this one has like a fireplace. Man, that looks fucking fancy.
We should set up like screen sharing majiggy. Oh, we need to get more hardware for this fucking... This whole setup needs more hardware.
Yeah, I think we could do a lot more. Well, my other news story is some guy in Canada he moved out of the States.
Moved out of the States,
and he bought a lot of buses, and he's planning for...
Mario just ran over some fucking blocks without jumping.
Yeah, mate, he does that.
How does he do that?
If it's only one block wide, he can just run.
Really?
Yeah. You can't walk, but you can run.
I didn't know that. Also, it's like glitched out.
It's because it's the last of the gen.
Okay, sorry.
So what's that one?
There's like an AI running that does some stuff next to us. And sorry, I just got very distracted. Looking good for 11. Oh, yeah, we are. We are, actually, yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
That would make Hugh win.
Yeah, so this guy, he's buying like a lot of buses. And he's dug like a fucking giant pit. And he's got like... hundreds of buses.
What the fuck is... What's going... Why? What? Is this a tiny house guy?
No, this isn't a tiny house guy. This is like a bomb shelter guy. But not like a bomb, like a nuclear fallout.
Made out of buses?
Shelter. Made out of buses. So he's got buses, cut them open from the sides, like soldered them together. Not soldered, but like welded them together on the top. Made like rooms and shit. He's got like
he's making a bus shelter.
He's got like bus shelter. Yeah, he's got like a dentist chair and dentist tools and stuff and like some kids area.
Why does he need dentist tools? What is he? A kids
he's
area
hoping to get like
tools.
Around 500 people in this shelter at some point
when the apocalypse happens.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. But he was definitely all out.
I like building stuff conceptually, but like
the local council is like
a bus shelter crossed with saw. It's got a kids area and dentist tools and a dentist seat. Like fucking hell, dude.
basically is.
Yeah. And the council is like,
there is 11.
Oh, yeah, we are 11. Lucky number 11. I was very wrong with my 8, but I will point out I also guessed 9, so really this is a tie.
What
for
a
waste
we have. The only other thing I could probably mention is NZTA actually seemed interested in buses running red lights.
Now, for the listeners, I want you to think back. Has Hugh ever said something along these lines? I saw this person and they didn't seem interested in fixing it. I don't think he's ever said that in his life. Once, actually, I know one time he said that.
I'm going to go silent.
The point
I
is,
actually know that.
Oh, 12.
Number 12, number 12.
Oh,
number
12. Bam, damn. It's actually not quite 5:30 yet, so I feel like we're still in the clear as well.
Yeah, we're
this is
we're
the first time
legit.
You watched it. Oh, you come back next time. You got mad
jokes,
Allison.
Yeah, I thought you were new, Allison. Where are you from, Allison? Yeah. DY6.
Yeah. Your jokes are good. A+.
Hamilton. Oh my god, are you Allison, the Allison I know from Hamilton?
Oh, I don't think I know Allison Hamilton. Hey, did you know Allison?
My wife is good friends with someone in Hamilton called Allison.
I am, okay. The Allison with green hair. Is that her?
Oh my god, it's not her.
Okay. hey, Allison, if you have an Android phone, I built this sweet app that lets you check your bus balance on your Android phone.
You did it.
How cool is that? That's my one claim to fame.
I like how I always think of Hamilton as like a really tiny place with like very few people.
It's like,
and
what,
like,
third biggest city in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's
maybe
not,
fourth.
Yeah. It's never. Yeah, iPhones suck, man. But nonetheless, I think we're about done for this week.
Yeah. Tune in next week, though.
When are we doing it next week? Friday, right?
Friday? I am in the city on Friday, so
yes, because Thursday is the public holiday. Friday is the day that's not public.
Yeah,
holiday,
I'm pretty
right?
sure I'm in the city on Friday, so I can do the show.
Okay. Yeah, well, make sure you turn up then. We'll get in touch. We'll probably do a tweet out at some point as well, so you can check us out on Twitter.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for tuning in on our Pagan Festival.
Yeah.
Time.
Pagan Festival time this week. And we'll see you next week. And
tune in to YouTube, whatever, like, subscribe.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Punch
donate on Patreon.
Bell button.
Yeah, punch you in the face.
We got Patreon, all that shit. Just support us.
Okay. Hey, see everyone later. All
right, see ya.
Oh, I went to replay instead of credits. One second.
Libus Vector.
Oh yeah.